he had something that could have been a miscarriage of a wife before. Could have been a miscarriage. Months ago, the same baby that gave birth to this lad could have had a miscarriage. So that means, so this lad is not a cop. So the question is whether the previous lad was Vladipilo or Huachipilo. Maybe it wasn't even Vlad yet. So we say, Yamis Mechabel Varai, since the Israel has possession of the Vlad, of the newly born Vlad, so he belongs to him. So can we say that since he has possession of the Vlad, so Mimele Itziraye, that the mother Behime, that the mother Behime had the real miscarriage, not Huachipilo. Why? So, of course he has possession. So here it's Dror at the moment. That's what Dror at the moment means, according to most Rishonim. Below it, Taliseyem Yisofik Lebez. In other words, when the circumstances are such that we have to doubt. Let's say, if a Behime, let's say a few months ago, had something that could have been a miscarriage, and then later it has a real vow, so mainly the circumstances are such that we have to consider, was it a vlad or was it huachipilo? So we say that the Kayan doesn't take it, the Yisroel keeps it. But not because we have Biruim, we don't know. Maybe it was a vlad. So maybe it wasn't a vlad. Maybe it wasn't a vlad, it was huachipilo. So maybe this is the first vlad. So it belongs to the Kayan. But we don't know. Maybe it was a miscarriage of a vlad, not of Ruach. Not of Ruach or of Maya Balmu. So Mimele, it's not Shayach to say Birulim. So why do we say Amitzel Chalaraye? So we see that besides the Aloche of the Biru of Muzik, there is also a Din of Muzik. A Din of Muzik. What's the Din of Muzik? The Din of Muzik is that if we don't know, like Sophocles, we really don't know. Maybe it belongs to the king. Maybe it should belong to the king. Maybe it should be given to the king. Because maybe the first miscarriage was a miscarriage of a ruach, of a Balmi, not of a vlad. So maybe this is the first vlad of the king. But since we don't know, so the one who has possession, he retains it. Amen. Mitzadim, not mitzad muzik, not mitzadim. Muzik mitzadim, not mitzadim. Oh, so where there is no biru, so the Gemara has a shaila. True, that at the very outset, Bezdin says to the Kayan, we cannot be made the vlad for you, just because there is a possibility that it belongs to you, there is a possibility it belongs to the Israel. So, we cannot be made. But if he took the initiative, and he was made, and now the Israel tries to be made from him, so the Rambam paskins, now we say again, that way, Hamitim Chavel Raya, we say to the Israel, you want to be made from the Kayan? You prove. Before, he had to prove, in order that we should do something for you. But now that he took the initiative, and he has possession, so if you want us to do something for you, to be made, you prove. But where there is a biro, so then of course Bezdin will be made from the Teyfeis. So there are two aloches of Muzik. There is a din of biru of Muzik, and there is a din of Muzik. There is a halacha of a din of Muzik. So, when does Tosfos mention the distinction between becoming a Muzik, la'acha shel hasofik, keilim shel hasofik, that is only in a case where we have no biru. Tosfos kasha was, why does the Mishnah say, lifichoch, im nofal hakeisim, hamosim ba'avonim shel shneihem, only because of the Zchus Kriya. But without the Zchus Kriya, so then it would belong to the Muzik, to Reuven, into whose grounds the Avonim collapsed. But even without the Zchus Kriya, so when the world collapses, since we don't know whether Reuven himself built it, Reuven, the Tofus in the Avonim, built it himself, or they both built it, because even though there is no Zchus Kriya, but still, it's still possible that they both built it without the Zchus Kriya, two Shittim could agree by themselves to build it together. So in Meile, it should be Momin Amut Musaf Chelki. And even though the Rubin happens to be the Tofu, the Mosaic, so we should say, not Momin Amut Musaf Chelki, but Hamitz Mechaber Olavaraye. So he says, no, here we wouldn't say Hamitz Mechaber Olavaraye. Because he, Rubin became a Tofu, the Mosaic, Lachashim La Sofik. The Sofik is to whether Rubin built it, or the two of them built it, originated while the wall was standing, before Rubin. And at that time, when the Sofik originated, they were both equal. So Rubin wasn't any more Mosek than Shimon. So Memele, even though now Rubin is more Tofus than Shimon, since he became a Tofus, Sofik, he doesn't have any Mosek. That's only Shariach Tetzes in discussing it if there hadn't been a Yischus Kriya. So then there wouldn't be any Berurim. We wouldn't know. But we could argue, let us apply the Din Mosek. So Tesis says, since there are no Birurim and we have to apply the Din Mosek, so the Din Mosek is only Shayach if at the time when the Sofik originates, when the Sofik takes effect, Ruben is already a Mosek. But if the Sofik originated before Ruben became a Mosek, while the wall was standing, and then Ruben becomes a Tofus, there is no Din Mosek. But where we have Birurim, then it's not Shayach to say, Mosek Lachshon Lasofik, move the distinction between Mosek Lachshon Lasofik and Mosek Koidim Shon Lasofik. But the Biruch is Mivare. What difference does it make? So the Mele, we cannot say as an answer on a bigger scale that the reason is why Tesis has to resort to the Din of Mige and without Mige. So if Ruben is Tena Nidnesio, he wouldn't be Nemon on the basis of the Chazoke. Because if the Taine is an Ibn Osio, so the Sofik is whether he built it, Ruvain himself, or the two of them. So that Sofik arose before Ruvain became the Tofus. So it's in Muzik Lachshon Lasofik, Muzik Lachshon Lasofik, there is no Alocher Muzik. Muzik Lachshon Lasofik, there is no Din Muzik. But Piyur of Muzik, there is. And here, Tesis doesn't apply the Din of Muzik. But Tesis applies the Bureau of Mosek, because as far, insofar as the so first of all, Tesis mentions the Raya, so Mimele, because the other Hochemaya that you show is some of the reviews. The auto machine shift minu, loyam pitu adeo, will dominate as the Hazoke, with which you do a be at me, I will hochemoyo lashisiko carbashes. All this language. So, his meaning if we are operating with Berurim of Chazoke. So, there's a difference of Mishus Arbe, natural Mishus Arbe, and then we can understand as to why Tesis mentions the Kashe of Gedreis. How is it that Gedreis in Chazoke and even show Mishus Arbe in Chazoke? Elishas Barbe, so Tesis says, by Gedreis, even show Mishus Arbe. Let's say Ruvein was the original owner, the Morekame of a certain Gedreis, of cattle, of a behemoth. And then now it is found in Shimon's reshus, in Shimon's table. And Shimon says that he bought it. So Shimon cannot keep it. Ruben can be made tzifan because he's the Morekame. And even though he is now a Tofus, because Gedreis, so Gedreis could have walked away. So Tesis says, and then the halacha is even the same cow that was originally in the possession of Ruben, he was the Morekame, so has been in the possession of Shimon already for, let's say, for over a year, it's all Bishus Arbe, so still Ruben can reclaim it from Shimon. And we don't say that there is a difference between Loishol Bishus Arbe and Shol Bishus Arbe. So Tesis says, why? Because Ruben doesn't know where is Behemoth walked away. So in other words, so all that has meaning from the point of view of Birurim. So in other words, so not by Gedreis. So we say, how did one shooter allow his stones to stay for over a year on the grounds of the other shooter? How did it allow? If the timing of the other shooter is not true, so why should he allow? Mashinki by Gedreis, why did Ruben allow and didn't protest, didn't say anything? Because he didn't know where his behemoth wandered away. The behemoth got lost. How should he know that his behemoth had been over a year in the stable of Shimon? How does he know? Shimon didn't tell him that. So Memele is no biru. But if Tesis is operating with the Dibur Zek, so what can we kasha the Tesis says from Gaelus? Then it has no bearing. There's no bearing. So the Mele seems, so Tesis means, obviously, Tesis means that by show, we should say Harbe. So then there is a Biru of Chazokah Komashimish. So if it's, if we have the Biru of Chazokah, so then it doesn't make any difference whether the, he became a Muzek, he talked with Lachashon Da'asofik or Kenshon Da'asofik. That's only when we don't have any Biru of Muzek, when we have to apply the Din of Muzek. So then the thesis makes, mentions that one. So we have to say, as it tells us in Kriyas Kashi, what we mentioned the day before yesterday, that because Chazokah Shein Metayro in Chazokah, so the male if the taine is a reyese, so it's not a strong taine, so it's no chazokah either. Now, if the taine had been without recourse to mige, so then the taine of nisio per se would have a reyese, because he is staying, and nisio kuro, how is it that he didn't build the chazis? He didn't build the chazis, and even though Tesis, it appears that Tesis is chelik on Rashi, and a Rashi as Shiti is, that the fact that there is no chazis is a raya brure, that they both build it, and Tesis Shiti is not that it's a raya brure. Why isn't it a raya brure? Because maybe only one built it. Why didn't he construct the chazis? Because he was a little lazy. So it's not a raya brure, but the reyes it is at the time. Since he had a way of protecting himself, and he didn't, so that's a reyese. So it's a reyese in the taine. So the mirror, the chazoke, is a chazoke shin with taine. Mashenkin, the taine is like achtio. So then we don't have any reyese of how, why is it that he didn't construct the chazis. So the mirror by the achtio, even the nemon. So the mirror by the nasio, even though he wouldn't be nemon. And the taine is per se, because that taine would have a reyese, it wouldn't be a strong taine, but he would be nemon. And the taine, because of the mige of the achtio. Now this is Stasis Pshat Gemara. Now the Rimigash explains the Gemara, Gemara's Kashi, not the way Tesis explains it. The Rimigash, Kashi and Tesis explain the Kashi of Gemara Pshite. Why does the Mishneh have to base this aloha of Nofla Kesa, Hamokim Rabbonim Shoshneir, upon the fact that there is this Huskriye, even without this Huskriye, it which should be chelkim because mom and amut besok chelkim. So then the Kohen Tesis, the Gemara gives a teres of sichas no chushus chad minaye and shol chushus harbe. So and he is staying and it mesio. So if the hand finish was free, he would be nemon and the time of any mesio because of the mike, he could be tayen and the kachdio. But since the, so the Mishnah says, but lifichoch, in view of the fact that there is this huskriye, so the Mele, he is not never on the time of Nisio because of Imige of Abikachdio, because there is a chazoke that the person wouldn't neglect the opportunity to enforce a joint building of a Kesel. So when he can do so, he will not fail to enforce that schus. So the Mele, that chazoke is so strong that it's considered like a. So the Mele, the Migi is a Migi. So according to Tesis, this chazoki, that the person will not agree to spend money by himself when he can enforce a sharing of expenses, is such a strong presumption that it prevails over the yechochelmi. After all, Migi is also yechochel. But if there is a conflict between two yechoches, the yechochel of Migi and the yechochel, that the person will not fail to take advantage of his chus kriye, so the chazoke that the person will not fail to take advantage of his chus kriye is stronger than the chochel. That's the issue. All right. Now, this is how Tesis explained the Gemara's Kashi Pshite. But the Rimigash, he explained the Gemara's Kashi Pshite not like Tesis. But he said, Gemara, the Kashi Pshite, why does the Mishnah have to tell us this so-called chidesh, that in view of the fact that there is a schus kriye, so if the wall collapses, they divide. It's a double poshut, that in view of the schus kriye, so they should divide. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell us that in view of this who's created, that they have to revive. I can understand why it is self-evident that in view of this who's created, they have to revive. Not without this who's created, they should be revived. This Hashem teaches explain the Kashmir Gemara. But the Mimikash explains the Kashmir Gemara, no. Why does the Mishnah, this is so important, that the Mishnah didn't even have to tell us that an account of this who's created is Yahweh. Without the Mishnah telling us, I would understand that an account of the Zechus Kriya, it should be Yahweh. That's the Gemara's question. So then the Gemara gives the Teretz, the Rimika says, Voitzrich et Mofu Meshul Lechad Menai, and Chow Meshul Sei Hau. So, Mal Vitein, since it's not only a Shusei and the bounds of Ruben, and Chow Meshul Sei Hau, so he is a Musa, Ruben is a music. So Mele, if Ruvain says I need no Sio Kule, he should be Nemon. So everything should belong to Ruvain, Komashmeron. So the Mishnah tells us the Chiddush, that an account of the Zechus Kriya. So he's not Nemon, even though he is a muzik, and even though he chose to say Arabic, why? So the Rimigash says, because shoot will cagare. The Rimigash is chelik on Teisves. Teisves says, the otu, mishum shem shoot will yakpido leilom. It's not mistabia. But the Rimigash says in the Chaname, mishum shem shoot will, so we tap the abode in leilom. Even by shows man harbe, so he's in a makpidim. So maybe he's not in muzik. So since he's not in Muzik, so the Mishneh tells us that it's Yachleiku on account of the Suskri. So the Mishneh tells us, Komashmon, the Rimika says, Komashmon, do we have a Muzik? Do we shoot from the Kabbi Adode? A few Bishoshus are they? And that's why it was necessary for the Mishneh to tell us this Chiddush. That an account of the Zechus Kriya, even though the Avoni was shown Bishus Arbe in the Bishus of Ruvein, so it's still Chelik. An account of the Zechus Kriya. Why? Because it is Shutri Mikakara, even though it's shown Bishus Arbe. So we have to understand the Rimigash. But according to Rimigash, what's the Teretz of the Gemara? Now, according to the Rimigash, the Kasha of the Gemara is not why does the Mishnah have to base the din of Yachleiku upon the Zechus Kriya. But the Kasha of the Gemara is, Pshita, it is self-evident that on account of the Zechus Kriya it should be Yachleiku. In other words, without Zechus Kriya it shouldn't be Yachleiku. Then the Gemara, even the Makshim is. So, but the Kasha of the Makshim was, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that on account of the Zechus Kriya it's Yachleiku? Even if the Mishnah didn't tell us, I would understand by myself. We would understand by ourselves that on account of the Zechus Kriya, it should be Yachleiku. So the Gemara gives a Teretz, no, the Mishnah has to tell us. Because if the Mishnah didn't tell us that, so I could think that in the case of Nofu Yeshusa de Chavnai, in the Yeshusa of Ruben, and Chov Yeshusa Harbe, so then Ruben is in Murzek and he would be Nemon. And he would be Nemon in spite of the Zechus Kriya. So Komashmalon, the Chutri Nikab the Agode. So since there is a Zechus Kriya, so we assume that one falls there. Now the question is more efshach. What the Mishnah does say, Lefichoch, what does the Mishnah say Lefichoch? The Mishnah doesn't mean, when the Mishnah says Lefichoch, because they are Chutri, because after all the Mishnah didn't even discuss the concept of Chutri Nikab the Agode. So when the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah discuss? That there is a Zechus Kriya. So when the Mishnah says Lefichoch, therefore what? Therefore, in view of the fact that Zene is in Mutvachim, Zene is in Mutvachim, in view of the fact that Ruben can force Shimon to share and everything, in the expenses, in the grounds, and everything, so in Nofer, a case, Amokim Avonim Shoshnei. So it's Shoshnei, and the Mishnah tells us, even if Shom Bishus Arbe in the Rishus of Ruben. Why? Because of Lefichoch, because of the Zechus Kriya. And without the Zechus Kriya, suppose there wouldn't be a Zechus Kriya. Suppose there is no Zechus Kriya. There is no such Zechus Kriya. But But Chutvin, Chutvin is loy kapta dode. Chutvin is loy kapta dode. So maybe it's not a music. If it's not a music, so maybe it has to be chayukim without this huskri. So why was the Mishnah based upon this huskri? According to Midrash. So we have to say, true, Chutvin is loy kapta dode. But if there hadn't been this huskri, now that we know there is this huskri, so we know there are shutrim in that one, in the case. Because, but if there hadn't been this huskri, how would we know that there are shutrim? How would we know? Rubin says, Rubin is saying, I built it by myself. Shimon said, I'm not going to give a penny. And I had to build it by myself. And there is no huskri. So how do we know that there are shutrim? So how can we say that it's without this huskriye. So how could we say that it should be divided? Why should it be divided? Because shutrin lekata dode. So they're not mozokim. How do we know that they are shutrin? That's the question. Rubin says they're not shutrin. And if they're not shutrin, so it certainly can't be other. So that will involve Mishaile, Sophic music. What's the aloha by Sophic music? Now, insofar now we have two dinim of music. We have the Biol of music, and we have the din of music. So suppose it's a Sophic, whether someone is a music or not. Do we say Amitz Mechavel or Raim is Sophic? Oh, no. When can we say Yamitz Mechavel or Raye, if it is established that Talpidin, he is a Muzik? But it's not known whether he owns it. But Muzik is, let's say, Sophic credits. So the Sophic is, who owns the blood? Well, the Kayan, because the previous miscarriage was a miscarriage of a Ruach, not of a blood. Or the previous miscarriage was was a bivad. So the male, this one is not at all. So the Yisrael owns it. So we don't know who owns it. But who has physical possession? Who is Thomas? Of course the Yisrael. So there we say, suppose there would be a Sophic. Who is the Thomas? Without Nalpidim, it would be a Sophic. Who is the Thomas? Let's say, yes, in this case. Let's say, if there hadn't been a Huskri. If there hadn't been a Huskri. Now, and the all the stones collapse into Rubin's rishus, into Rubin's grounds. Now, if they are shutrin, so then he's not in music because shutrin kapta do, and if Bishol shesavi. But if they are not shutrin, so he's in music. So that in itself is a Sophic. He's a Sophic music. Do we say do we apply the aloche of Mitz Mechavel V'Raye to a case of Sophic music? Now, so as far, now we just mentioned that there are two alohas in music. There is the Biur of music and the Din of music. So it's a double portion, it's mistaber, that insofar as the Biur of music is concerned, so in order that Chazoke should be Mivarer, it must be established that Rubin is Chazoke. How can it be Mivarer if that in itself is not established? But it is a big shaila in regard to the Din music. So in regard to the Din music, so it seems that there is a machlekes between the Kteis and the Kuntras Asvekes. The Kteis in Siman Rishon Ches says that there is no aloha of music, Hamitz Mechavel V'Raye, if someone is a Sophic music. If someone is a Sophic music. So even the Din music, I mean there's the Pshat, even the Din music. But from the Kuntras Asvekes it's mashma, it's not so explicit, but it's mashma. From the way he argues, so it's mashma from the Kuntras Asveikes, Kuntras Asveikes, that he assumes that the Din music applies to his own music. Of course, the Bureau of music is not child. Now, so if we say like the Xeis, in Siman Rishon Ches, that in order to apply the Din music, it must be established that he is a music. But if there is a Sophic music, and even though he, let's say Rube, has the physical custody. I don't want to call it physical possession, because possession, that's the little translation of Muzek, and that is Nzok. But suppose Ruben has the physical seizure of the Chayyus. But it is Nzok whether Alpidin is a Muzek or not. Alpidin is a Muzek or not. So the colleague that says he doesn't, we cannot apply the aloha of Amitim Chavel Amrai. So now, according to the Ligash, Gemara's Kashi was Pshite, that on account of this Huskfiye, so it's held. Why it's all evident? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us? So the Gemara's Teretz is, the Mishnah has to tell us that in connection with the case where it's not Mishnah Zechadna, it's all Mishnah Zeharbe. So then I could say, the Mishnah didn't tell us, I could say that he's a Muzik. That he's a Muzik. Now, so from Ashkelon, so the Mishnah tells us, no, he's not a Muzik. He's not a Muzik. He's not a Muzik. So, Mimele, he's not a Mosaic, so that's why it's Helgi. That's why it's Helgi. Why is it a Mosaic? Because Shutvili Kabdaba. Because Shutvili Kabdaba. So, Mimele is not a Mosaic. So, but the Mishnah says, Lifichoch, im Nofrake Islam, not Rabbi Shoshneim. So, the Mishnah says that even in the case of Chorvish Sarbe, so the reason is why it's Yachleiku is because of the Suskriye. The implication being that there hadn't been a Suskriye, even though it would be Shomish's Arbe, so it wouldn't be Chayoki. Even though Shutvin is Likab Dagore, why wouldn't they be Chayoki? Why wouldn't they be Chayoki? Why? Because Shutvin Likab Dagore. Shutvin Likab Dagore. But only if there are Shutvin. So you could say you're not Chayoki. But we don't know whether that should be. If there hadn't been a Schuskriye, the Mishnah says Lefichoch. Because of the Schuskriye. The implication being, if there hadn't been a Schuskriye, it wouldn't be Chayoki. Who would get it? Ruben. Why would Ruben get it if there hadn't been a Schuskriye? Because he's a Muzik. Hametim Chavel Avarai. But Shutvin Likab Da'adodek. So he's not a Muzik. So it's not a Muzik. So even without this Huskriye, it should be Yachleiko. It should be Yachleiko. So the answer is, so without this Huskriye, we wouldn't know whether they are Shutvin or not. And if we don't know whether he's the Muzik of Biro or not, so there is no Biro. That's in regard to the Biro. To the Biro of Chazoke. So since without this Huskriye, since even without this was created, there would be Sofik, maybe the Ashutrim, maybe the Ashutrim, and in case the Ashutrim, so it's like Abdado. So it's not a Mosaic. So Memele, since it's a Sofik, whether they are Mosaic, or whether the woman is a Mosaic or not a Mosaic, so there is no Bureau of Chazoke. But how about the Din Mosaic? Now, according to the Ktseis, so he doesn't even have a Din Mosaic. According to Kundas Asreikes, he would have a Din Mosaic. So let's understand the Rimigash according to Ktseis. So that means, so the Mishnah says, Lefichoch. That means that without the Schus Kriye, so then it wouldn't be Chayoki. Then Ruben would keep it. He would keep it on what basis? On what basis without the Schus Kriye? Because Amit Mechamel Oraya, on the basis of Mosek. Why? Because there is no Schus Kriye. But even without the Schus Kriye, it's still possible that the boat built it. So let him be. So is it Sofik Muzik? According to the Ktseis, by Sofik Muzik, so we do not say Amitim Chavir El Varaye. So why does the Mishnah say that only because of the Suskriye is Yachleiku? But if there hadn't been a Suskriye, so it wouldn't be Yachleiku. And Ruben would keep it. But why should Ruben keep it? Why should Ruben keep it? After all, he's possibly a shooting. It's possible that he is a shooting. So Mimele, and if he is a Shutev, so he is not a Mosek. So he is a Sofik Mosek. A Sofik Mosek, according to the Ktseis and Eshnol Cheres, is not a Mosek. If he's not a Mosek, so even without Schuskriye, it should be more than able to be Sofik Chayokin. So Ruben should keep it. So according to the Ktseis, the Rimigash is difficult. According to Kundas Asreikes, The Rimigashi is not difficult, according to the Kundasasekes. Because according to Kundasasekes, I mean, I'm telling you that it's not explicitly mentioned in the Kundasasekes, but it's muchach from the whole discussion of the Kundasasekes that he is radical exists. But he doesn't spell it out. So according to his Kundasasekes, so it's all right, it's not difficult. So the Gemara asks the Kashya Pshite, why does the Mishnah have to tell us, this is such a double poshut, that an account of this was created in Yachleiku? So the Gemara, the Teres, Mishnah, no Choshu, is a Chavnai, and Chomish, is a Arbei. So the Meila, it's not such a double poshut, because I could say that since Chomish, is a Arbei, so you can shoot in a market. So the Meila, since, so Ruben should be a Mose. The woman should be in Mose, in spite of the Suskri. In spite of the Suskri. So, Kamashmalon, the Mishnah tells us this Kiddush, that even by Job, she salve, so you should feel like that body. So you should feel like that body. And since, so the Mele, the Mishnah tells us, Lipicha, only because of the Suskri, so the Mele, we know they are Shutri. But if there hadn't been a Suskri, we wouldn't know whether they're Shutri. True, we would still have a Suffolk, maybe they are Shutri. So, but since there would be Sufik, so since there would be Sufik, maybe they are Shutrim, maybe they are not Shutrim, so Mimele, there would be Sufik Mosek. If they are not Shutrim, then Rubin is a Mosek. If they are Shutrim, so Rubin is not a Mosek. So Mimele, since it is Sufik Mosek, so we should apply the Dima Famitzim Chavro Varai, the Din Mosek, not the Biro Mosek. According to Kunzas Vegas, it's very good. According to Kunzas Vegas. It's not the view of Mosek. So Mishnah says, Lefichoch, in view of the fact that there is Yisrus Kriye, in view of the fact that there is Yisrus Kriye, so Mimele, if there is Yisrus Kriye, so Mimele, if there is Yisrus Kriye, so there should be, and if there should be, so we cut that today, so it's not in Mosek. But if there had been Yisrus Kriye, so the male, we would apply the Din Mosek. We would apply the Din Mosek. So it's very good, the Rimigash, according to Kuntas Ekes. But according to the Ekes, the Rimigash is difficult. Why? The Mishnah does say Lefichoch. That the only reason is why it's Yachleiko is because of Yisrus Kriye. And if there hadn't been Yisrus Kriye, so then it wouldn't be Yachleiko. Then we would apply the Aloche of Amitzim Chavere, or of Baraya. Even though Shutrin is Likab Da'adode, even by Shom Shisei Arbe. And here there is a possibility, if the Hemi Yisrus Kriye, so there would be a possibility that they are Shutrin. And if they are Shutrin, so they're not even Mosek. So the Mele, according to the Ktsenis, the Kashi is, we could not say Amitzim Chavel of Rai anyway. So even without this Yisrus Kriye, you should still say, we should still say Yachleik. So that's the Kashi against. So, how will the Ktsenis explain the Rimigash? Now, there is a certain motion in the Ramban on the Tzim. The Ramban in Bo Metzie, we don't even have, Rashi in the Hagoye here mentions the same Lashon as the Ramban. We don't have to resort to the Ramban in Bo Metzie. But Rashi explained the Kasha of the Gemara like thesis. And Rashi doesn't say anything on the Teretz of the Gemara. Whether Rashi explained the Teretz of the Gemara like thesis or like the Rimigash, that we don't know. But in parentheses, we have the Hagoye B'Pirush Rach. So there's the Rach's chat. We don't know how Rashi explains the Teretz of the Gemara like the Rach. But the Rach, according to the Rach, the Teretz of the Gemara is very similar to the Teretz of the Gemara according to the Rimigash. So, Hochegach, Hagoye B'Pirush Rach, Komashelon. This is not Rashi's Losh. This is the Rach's Losh. Komashelon, do we bin on Raya or Shukte Pumotin? Mofik mene geloi rai. The EU, the toin, the delay in you, all rai. What do you mean, shoot at Mofik mene geloi rai? In other words, if all the stones fell into Rubin's bounds, so you should be late. The EU, the toin, the lady, all of a right, the whole kind of garden. How could I do it? They are doing full of shit, we came to the mice on it. Was it? The boy is saying, the shit in the garden. And you have one which is having a week up. The head is a shoes like boom. Shmaimir me, the whole kind of garden, the milk said, the idea we should possess, the tabaye, after gab the man had your shoes, the had me naye, we yoha me written the dini, the your shoes a man, the kind of one shit in the garden. It's like the religious. It's very obscure on the Lashon HaRach, but it's like the Rimigash. In other words, Komashkelon, how does the Rimigash explain? Komashkelon, the Chutvin, the Tibn Shom Shisalbe, is still not in Ozeh Kuvin. Why? Because Chutvin, we can't have it. This is what... this is what the Rach says. The kind of Chutvin can't have it. So he says, the milse the idea bishit fosse litabai. The milse the idea bishit fosse litabai. The milse the idea, so he emphasizes, the Rach emphasizes, and the Ramban in Gometzie, the same Moshe, who is the Rach. The milse the idea bishit fosse litabai. Why does he emphasize the Moshe? Something that is known to be bishitness. To be subject to shutvis. In other words, when we say shutvin mikabda dode, if it is known to everybody, or if it can be known to everybody, that it's held by shutvis. But if it is not known to everybody, it is held by shutvis. But the parties themselves know, and nobody else knows, then we don't say shutvin mikabda dode. In other words, why? It's a very simple explanation. In other words, every person, the average person, is very intelligent in regard to his own affairs. In regard to his own affairs. There was a story I heard from my father, Zachin Al-Wachim. Someone, there was a certain Chaim, he once had a guitar, very complicated guitar. And one of the Balidin, so he's considered very dull. I mean, very dull. Yeah, I mean, today's terminology, people would say, He had an IQ less than 100. He had an IQ of 90, or even less than 90. He was considered a dull person. And he had, he didn't talk with somebody else. And then in the course of the tainess, so this person who is considered as not being the Baal Kishoret, so he mentioned a tainess that is mentioned by the Sachs, by the Shach. Something that was very profound. So then, Rachim Chazemek, the Dayan, was so amazed, his first, I mean, such an Elias, I mean, all right, the Shach says it, or the Shach was the Shach. The Shach had a very high IQ, but this Balbin, who was not considered to be Baltishore, how is it possible that he mentioned that Zvore? So he was amazed. So Reb Chaim said to Reb Zim Chazemek, he said, was wundert er sich? Was is, wenn ein Mensch hat ein Emes in die Gehe, is dann, kann er hoch mal für die Zwolle von der Schachert. In other words, every person in regard, if a person has a sufficient degree of motivation, so he knows exactly how to take care of his affairs. And so in Mele, so since So when we say shutu mikab da dode, if the shute does not anticipate any trouble, but if a shute can anticipate, can reasonably anticipate trouble, so then he will be mad. So in other words, only when a certain object, if the stones in question are known to everybody to be held in shitwes, to be held in shitless, let's say, now that the Rizis was created. So then, there is a presumption, since the Rizis was created, that originally the stones were built by both of them. So it's known to everybody that it belongs to both of them. So Mimele, Ichute, is Likabdiago. Is Likabdiago. So they're not Makbit, because they know that the other party, even if he's unscrupulous, will not be able to take advantage of that by virtue of the fact that that he had it in his possession, because he knows that this is held in Shutres, and everybody knows that Shutres is Likardadar. Masha'inkin, if it's not known to everybody, that it's not in Milsay the Yedir Bishutres, why is the Rach Madish so much the expression? The Milsay the Yedir Bishutres with Abayim, Avodah the Mancha Bishutres, Chavunayi, Voyochalimitin, the Deinin, the Bishutres Mancha. So that he wants to explain this Kasha, the country. This is accords very well with the Shita of Ekzeis. In other words, according to Ekzeis, the question arises, why does the Mishnah say according to Avinash? Why does the Mishnah say, Lifir? Because in view of the fact there is a Tzchus Kviye, that's why the Achir. The implication being, if there wouldn't be a Tzchus Kviye, it wouldn't be Achir. So who would get it? The woman would get it. The Tofos. But the question is, according to Ekzeis, even the Hedin is Kriya, but if there is still a possibility in the both build it, why? It's not possible. Without Kriya, everything that people do together, so it's because of Isus Kriya. So it's very possible that without Isus Kriya, they together agreed to build it jointly for the common interest. So the melee, so there is a possibility that the Ashutrin, that this stone originally this